Hello, everyone. This is Gary Manning, and welcome to my Lenten project. Yes, I know it's not Lent yet. Officially, Lent begins next Wednesday, also known as Ash Wednesday, February the 22nd. But this represents my Lenten discipline. To record an audio diary as I journey along with some of my friends here at Trinity Episcopal Church in Wauwatosa while we read the daily office together. What's the daily office? Well, the daily office, that's wonderful church speak for daily morning prayer or daily evening prayer. In the case of Trinity Wauwatosa, for the past several years, we have gathered every morning during Lent, with the exception of Sunday mornings. We've gathered at 6:30 a.m. to pray the office of morning prayer. And we've read Scripture together. We do that from the Thursday after Ash Wednesday all the way until the Saturday before Palm Sunday. This year, we will be reading the texts appointed by the Book of Common Prayer for daily devotions. We're primarily going to be reading selections of the Psalms, as well as passages of Scripture from the Epistles and the Gospels. There's something remarkably calming about gathering in the early morning in silence for prayer, and to be reading passages of Scripture that we know are being read all over the country and throughout the world by Christians just like us. This little audio diary is my attempt to perhaps bring a bit of Scripture study into people's lives during the season of Lent. It occurs to me that we spend an awful lot of time in church trying to convince people to come to church, to be in church, to study Scripture in church, to pray together in church, as if they can't study Scripture or pray outside of church. I love being in church. It sort of comes with the job, but what I've begun to think about lately is how busy people are. And I don't think that's an excuse. I actually think that's a reality. I think people are working harder and longer and in more scattered ways than ever before. I don't know how this little experiment will work. I suspect that I'll struggle with it. I'm guessing that there will be a lot of people who will say, I don't need to listen to one more preacher babbling on for 3 or 4 minutes a day. So I have no clue about how it will work. But I'm going to give it a shot. And if you want to press play and listen to what I have to say, great. And if you don't, just ignore it. Because really, my point here is to just experiment with something. I used to have a friend who, during this season, in keeping with the fact that Lent is often known as a penitential season, would joke with you. He would shake your hand and say, God bless you. And have a miserable Lent. Well, I don't want to have a miserable Lent. I don't want you to have a miserable Lent. I pray that we all will have a holy Lent. Now I'm going to go try and figure out how to post this little bit of a ramble, and we'll see what happens. Until next week at the beginning of Lent, have a great week, and thanks for listening.